The adventure of the thing had a great deal to do with it. What, you're so fond of adventures? Where would the variety of life be without them? It was for an adventure that I first began to pay my attentions to her. I've chased a good deal of game in my time, but there's no chase like that of a pretty woman. There was the piquant difficulty of it also, for as she was the companion of Lady Emily Rood, it was almost impossible to see her alone. On the top of all the other obstacles which attracted me, I learned from her own lips very early in the proceedings that she was engaged. Mein Gott! To whom? She mentioned no names. I do not think that anyone knows that. So that made the adventure more alluring, did it? Well, it did certainly give a spice to it, don't you think so? I tell you that I am very ignorant about these things. My dear fellow, you can remember that the apple you stole from your neighbor's tree was always sweeter than that which fell from your own. And then I found that she cared for me. What? At once? Oh, no. It took about 3 months of sapping and mining, but at last I won her over. She understood that my judicial separation from my wife made it impossible for me to do the right thing by her, but she came all the same, and we had a delightful time as long as it lasted. But how about the other man? Kennedy shrugged his shoulders. I suppose it is the survival of the fittest, said he. If he had been the better man, she would not have deserted him. Let's drop the subject, for I have had enough of it. Only one other thing. How did you get rid of her in 3 weeks? Well, we had both cooled down a bit, you understand. She absolutely refused under any circumstances to come back to face the people she had known.